Welcome to the Mill Creek View, Tennessee podcast with your host, Steve Abramowitz, Managing Director of Mill Creek Financial Partners.
Hello and happy Halloween, all of you Mill Creek View, Tennessee podcast listeners. I have another great guest for you focused on the volunteer state and our nation today with always an interesting person making a positive change in our community. This time, special guest John Jubilee, founder, owner, and chief scientist of Energized Health, just in time for all that candy around the house. But first, for more information about the Mill Creek View podcast, visit us on Amazon Music or Spotify at Mill Creek View Tennessee Podcast. And don't forget to subscribe to the show so you won't miss a single episode. And thank you for listening. Okay, business done. Let's go. Welcome to our People in the News episode, where I interview people who are making an impact and are lovers of truth. Today, we are talking with John Jubilee. First of all, this is not a paid commercial. This is an interview with an expert at health and fitness. Here's what John says on his website. We help people reverse ailments and diseases, supercharge their energy, turbo boost their immune system, burn fat fast, and gain confidence naturally and sustainably by implementing our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. It's easy. Anyone can do it. No painful exercise, no restrictive fad diets. Sounds too good to be true? Good. John likes them to become as beloved skeptics. He knows how all the slow starts, failed attempts, and wasted money from most fad diets happen. This ain't that. John Jubilee has been dedicated since 1998 to transforming the lives of thousands, and his wife Chelsea joined his side to partner in the mission to get people healthy using intercellular hydration to change the lives of those around the world. John struggled with his own weight for years while program after program failed him too. Completely frustrated, he invested years of research and developed a natural, simple, and scientific way to transform lives in 88 days using intercellular hydration. They say our mission is to revolutionize and transform the health of people around the world, to boldly educate, inspire, and passionately share our belief with deep conviction the benefits and importance of optimal health at the cellular level. John Jubilee, how are you today, sir?
Well, I am spectacular. I'm very honored to be here, Steve.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Your trademark answer is usually awesome and amazing day. You threw me there by not actually saying that. Your company, Energized Health, is based here where I am in Tennessee, Columbia, Tennessee, but you live in California. And for years, you lived about a mile from where I'm talking to you right now. What made you decide to leave, and when are you coming back?
Well, first of all, I'm very excited to be here, and it is definitely fascinating, right? That it's on the biggest candy day of the year.
Well, you're going to get to tell everybody how candy is not part of your program.
Well, guess what? You know, in the long term, though, you know, candy in moderation is actually okay. When you get healthy at the cellular level, it's not what people think. But I love Tennessee, and that is definitely a beautiful bubble of the universe. And it was a wonderful place to raise kids and, you know, actually raise five children there. And I have three children at my home in California. But I had a little detour there, Steve. I was super happy in Tennessee, but I had some gentlemen approach me about helping out on a few business deals in Zurich, Switzerland. Huh. And so I had a little bit of a detour. I thought I was going for 4 days. I ended up there for 2 years in Zurich, but our company continued to thrive, you know, in the United States because I have a great team. And so even when I was out of the country, you know, of course, doing things by, you know, Zoom and phone and email in two different time zones, obviously, everything still went great. But I ended up coming back and taking a few television and radio interviews in California and basically ended up establishing a base here as well. So now we really have two bases. So we have a base in California where Chelsea and I live with our twin boys and a daughter. And we have our base in Tennessee, which is where we started in the 1990s.
That's great. And Tennessee's obesity rate is 36.5% versus California's 26.3%, according to the World Population Review. So we need your love more here. My old state, Washington, is only 28.3%. So West Coast has that going for it. You were born and raised in Williamson County, Tennessee. You had some very humble beginnings, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I definitely did. And actually, I spent most of my life in Williamson County, but I actually was born and raised in the inner city of Columbus, Ohio. And I lived in a place that is affectionately called the Bottoms. And they call it the Bottoms, Steve, because the projects was a step above the Bottoms. So, you know, the rich kids lived in the projects and the poor kids lived in the Bottoms. And so I was in the Bottoms there delivering papers at, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning since I was 9 years old, and trying to help my mom, a single mom who was just a hardworking woman who refused to accept government assistance. She wanted to make her own way. And so she worked, 60 to 80 hours a week pretty much my whole life. And so it was a rugged place. I'm not gonna candy coat it. It was a rugged place to grow up. Several of my friends were murdered. Both of my brothers were murdered. I mean,
Oh
it was a
my.
very difficult, harsh place to grow up, but it gave me a good work ethic. It taught me how to overcome adversity, how to deal with and overcome trauma, which a lot of people don't realize that trauma is a big part of health issues that nobody really discusses.
That's true. I heard something about a horse trailer in your past.
And they heard you right. It's not a house trailer. It's not a house trailer. It's a horse trailer. That horses, it was a horse's house for a moment while it was driving. But we just recently had a hurricane and people saw the devastation that can happen in a hurricane. And so, yeah, when I was a young boy, we were actually living in New Orleans, Louisiana, and a hurricane came through there. And at that time, we had a house trailer. But our house trailer changed its address by about 6 blocks during the hurricane. And it was doing a lot of gymnastics moves along the way, a lot of tumbles and backflips and rollovers and back handsprings. And, so by the time we found our house trailer, about 6 blocks away, upside down and, looked like a blender, had been through it, which I thought was pretty humorous at the time as a little boy, but my mom didn't find it quite so humorous.
No.
Of course she was crying and devastated, but I thought it was funny that the light bulbs were in the floor and, that I could unscrew them. I could never reach them before. But some friends offered us a horse trailer, to make into our home. And so we went to the lumber store and we cut out plywood bunk beds the size of our body, and we hung them with chains from the wall. And so we slept on these little plywood bunk beds hung from the wall, and we ran an extension cord from their barn, and we had a little hot plate, to cook on. And when I say we had outdoor plumbing, that means there was a tree outside of the horse trailer. So that was the official bathroom, of the family.
Well, that is definitely the definition of humble beginnings, no question about it. So now, fast forward, and sort of like Scarlett O'Hara in Gone with the Wind, I will never be poor again. You and your awesome and amazing wife, Chelsea, made this incredibly successful business. I don't think my wife could handle working with me day in and day out. How do you guys do it?
Well, it's, I really have to give my wife a lot of credit. I'm sure a lot of couples, now we really, I will just say it, we have a one in a billion, marriage. I really mean that. And I might just say that with all authenticity that, my wife is, she's not perfect, but she is perfect for me. She is perfect for me. And I love that girl. And she's just a perfect match for me, and we just really celebrate our differences. We're very different. I'm Mr. Meat and Potatoes. I could eat the same thing every day, Steve. I could just, eat steak and a baked potato. I could eat it 4 times a day. And I would just be as happy as a clam. And man, my wife loves every kind of gourmet food on the planet. She likes every different taste and all of that, so we're complete opposites in many ways. And yet, because we just so celebrate who each one of us is, that's just part of the dynamic that we have. And we both had a lot of trauma and a lot of really hard things from our past. And so, I had, a lot of violence and child abuse. My wife had child abuse. And And because we both overcame and came through those things, I think it gave us a special bond and an appreciation, you know, of not losing that childlike faith and optimism and joy for life and believing that things could be good. And so, yeah, we really are pretty much a 24/7 couple. And obviously since, you know, COVID, you know, we used to have offices all over the country, but, you know, COVID, you know, pretty much pushed everyone to go viral and to go Zoom. And thankfully the whole world went Zoom with us.
Yeah. I'm talking to you on Zoom right now. You're in LA and producer Steve's in Linwood and I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. So, and you're raising the three little ones too, right?
Yes. Yes, we are. And yeah. And our kids are just, you know, they're all very unique and you can imagine twin boys, you know, we have twin boys that, you know, they make Dennis the Menace look like a calm, cool, collected kid.
Dennis the Menace squared. Well, I think your sense of humor, from what I know of you, is probably taking you very, very far. I went online, by the way, and looked at some of your testimonials. Here's one. Don't believe the haters. I am a living, breathing alumni of Energized Health 88-Day Transformation, and I can say they kept their promises. I lost 60 pounds of fat in 60 days, and my cholesterol went from 400 to 170 in 30 days, and I threw away my Lipitor. How does that happen with a fad diet? It doesn't. Anyone that says so is working for the competition or a bot. EH is truth. Do you know who wrote that?
I don't.
Me! Because it's true. I am an Energized Health survivor, let's just say.
Wow. Well, thank you. Well, thank you for writing that. I really, really appreciate that. And it is, Steve, it's the joy of our life to get to share something with people every day that's, you know, that's real and that's sustainable. And of course, you know who my first client was?
I don't. You.
Me.
Yeah, I do actually.
It was me. And so I could look anybody in the eye, you know, 26 years later and say, hey, I'm the same shape and size for 26 years. I've not had one medical doctor visit in 26 years. And so I know what we teach, you know, is real. And, you know, and you'll appreciate, you know, because you are an alumni and you've had your own experience, you have your own story. And once you have a story, no one can tell you different, right?
Right. Well, I want to read another one from someone that they know I'm not biased, but I want you to make your point too.
Go ahead.
Okay. So Stephanie said, I have to say I was a little skeptical at first, but this is an awesome program. I lost a large amount of weight 8 years ago and did okay, but started to gain some of it back. I was looking for something different, and this was definitely it. I have tried so many things and none measured up to this program. It's truly impacted your whole self, body, mind, and soul. It is so simple. I just wished I found out about this earlier in life, but it is never too late. I know this was an answered prayer. I am so excited to see that life has in store now that I am working towards total and complete health. John and Chelsea are wonderful. I'm grateful for their wisdom and knowledge. My coaches were wonderful also. Thank you, John and Chelsea and Energized Health for all you do. How does that make you feel to hear love like that?
Yeah, I am literally humbled and, you know, it brings tears to my eyes every day to see the post, you know, that if you went on one of the sites like Trustpilot and you put in Energized Health on Trustpilot, there is just one of those, like what you just read, there's one after another. And somebody recently told me, you know, they said, have you ever looked at your Trustpilot reviews for Energized Health? And I said, well, no, I really haven't. Well, they actually had printed a bunch of them and they were reading them to me just like what you are. And I mean, literally, it brought tears to my eyes. And they asked me, do you know how many negative reviews you have? You know, I've been doing this a long time, you know, 25, 26 years. And they said, I couldn't find one negative review. I could not find one. If you go look on Trustpilot for Energized Health, they said now they're all 5-star, except two gave you 4 stars.
They must have been like in the first week or something. I actually, today is the day that I do my own weigh-in. And it happens to be 1 year from the 60-day weigh-in of Energized Health. So next month will be exactly 1 year, but from transformation, not from starting. And guess what? I'm still down 41 pounds in net weight, down 8.2% in body fat. And I currently weigh 185 pounds, which is what I weighed in high school. So thank you. It is not a fad diet. It sticks. And you just gather some habits that keep everything going for life. And it's not like you put it all right back on like you would with any of the other diets. Before we get into that, though, Dave Ramsey here in Franklin, Tennessee, I think I could probably throw a rock and hit his window, but I won't. You go way back, right? He did a survey and found a negative attitude, inaction, and bad spending habits are the biggest roadblocks to success. How did Dave guide your career? And do you agree with those?
So I would definitely, just share that, I used to attend a Bible study at Dave's office. And I certainly give Dave credit for the fact that, for a favor to a friend, Dave had a meeting with me and basically sat me down and said, John, you're going to change the world. He said, you're going to be to health and wellness, what I am to finance. And I will say again, just as a favor to a friend, it was not an endorsement. There was no business arrangement between Dave and I. I did not know Dave personally, but it just shows the quality of person that Dave was, that he met with me one-on-one. He sat with me knee to knee, toe to toe, pointing his finger in my face saying, hey, you got to go do this full time. And this was, like 1997, 98, right in there. And Dave gave me his staff for free. Dave gave me his staff for free to sit down and to build my business plan and to set things in motion, to do that. And I want to be real clear, because a lot of people pay Dave Ramsey a lot of money, for endorsements. And that's how he's built his business, with his endorsed local providers. And that's his business model. And so I fully respect that. And so, just for full disclosure, I'm not an endorsed local provider of Dave Ramsey. And I never gave Dave any money. But Dave did that for free, free, just out of the goodness of his heart.
Well, I don't know about your spending habits, but definitely positive attitude and action being the opposite of his negative attitude and inaction being the roadblocks, you have overcome that big time. So good for you for being at the right place at the right time. What's the number one observation of you of those that fail your program?
Oh, I'm really glad you mentioned that, because, of course people ask us, you've been doing this a long time, and this is also a medically approved program. So if you have a financial savings account or health savings account, you can get a full tax deduction, with it. So we have to keep medical records, just like a hospital or a doctor's office. And so we know, our success rate is extraordinary. I'm not going to say I know exactly what it is today, because I never want to make an inaccurate statement. The last time I looked, it was 99.3%, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good. And so people ask me,
Hall of Fame is 0.35%. So yeah, you're up there.
Yeah. So people ask me, why do people fail? And it's real simple. The only people that really fail, Steve, are people that just don't do it. They're just what I call a sweet, lazy slug. And there's just some people, they're sweet, but they're just a little bit lazy, and they just won't get up off that couch to do anything. And they won't take any action steps, for themselves. And no one can help those people. But for the, approximately 99% or 99 plus that do it, they have those stories that like you do, and like the other ones that you're reading, and like the hundreds of others, thousands, tens of thousands now, we're in all 50 states and half a dozen countries around the world. But anybody can go and see. And by the way, this is science. This is science. It's not a diet. It's not some rah-rah, Tony Robbins motivational. This is we filed the only patent pending science in the world of intercellular hydration. It's almost 600 pages of science. And because you experienced it, I can say this, with confirmation that you would confirm this is I make it simple, but it's not simple. You know, almost 600 pages of science is not simple.
No, that's exactly right. I like it like it's a Lamborghini or a Maserati. It works. It's beautiful. I don't have to open the hood and see what's going on, what's wrong with it. It is just simple. You are a simplifier of complex things, I've heard you say many times. So with that success, what's the number one thing that they do to get through it?
Well, the number one thing is just follow a simple instruction. So it's just like when you get in your car, whether you turn a key or push a button, that's the number one thing, right? It's what's step one, turn the key or push the button. What's number two? Well, you put the car in drive. What's number three? You push the accelerator. People just follow the simple instructions that we give them. You know, I often correlate, Chelsea and I, we basically become people's GPS. You know, what does a GPS do? Turn right, turn left, go straight. It gives you a simple instruction for each step of the way. And if you think back to your own experience in your daily videos, in your coaching meetings with your coach each week, in your live Zoom calls every week with Chelsea and I, it really was just like having your own health GPS. It helped keep you on track. And if you got a little bit on track, it said, that's okay. Go up to the next light and make a U-turn. We can always bring you back around.
I'm here with John Jubilee of Energized Health. The biggest success for me was getting to throw away my Lipitor, my Pfizer Lipitor, and took my cholesterol from redline 400 to perfect 175 in 30 days. And I have the labs to prove it. I'll put the fat loss chart on the Mill Creek View Facebook after this. Statins can double or triple with long-term use diabetes. What do you think about such commonly prescribed statins as a cure all for high cholesterol versus how you do it?
Yeah, well, I'll just be real. Again, I'm just going to simplify the complex things. Obviously, pharmaceutical drug industry is a very complex thing. And interestingly, Americans consume over 70% of the world's pharmaceutically prescribed drugs. Americans do. So now we are certainly not 70% of the world's population, but we're consuming over 70% of the world's drugs. So why is that? Well, because we have really good Fifth Avenue marketing firms that literally put commercials on television. I mean, can you imagine if our grandparents were here talking to us or sitting in studio? And we said, did you ever imagine there would be a day when you'd be watching a football game or a movie or your favorite sitcom and an ad would come on for a drug on television that you can't even buy without your doctor's prescription? They would have never imagined that. When they were growing up, there was one drugstore in their whole town, one. And they didn't even go there to buy drugs. They went there to buy candy or comic books or a soda or a fountain dessert. They didn't even go there for drugs. Now there's a drugstore on every corner. There's a drugstore in every grocery store. There's a drugstore in Walmart, for goodness sakes. I mean, the drugs are everywhere. It's right in front of us 24/7. We have literally been subconsciously brainwashed that a pill is the answer. A pill is what we need. And because of that, the average American, you know, averages 10 to 12 prescriptions per year, the average. So it really is it's an intense, effective marketing campaign. But I would encourage anyone to do this. And of course, I teach people this principle. You know, I'm a pure scientist. And what that means is I don't care what the truth is. I just want to know what the truth is. And I want to share the truth with people. So I would encourage people, listen to the truth on the second half of every drug commercial. Because they are mandated to tell you the truth. The FTC makes them tell you the truth if you will only listen. Quit looking at the picnic that's going on or the boat that's sailing in the background or the dog that's running and barking happily. listen to the words coming out of their mouth on the second half of the drug commercial and write them down. And then ask yourself after you read that, would I ever let my child take something that had all of these side effects? Would I stick that in my body? And why? Because most of them at the very end say three words, and even death. And even death is literally on there. And there's a statistic that you won't be able to find on Google, but it's a real statistic. You can research and you'll find it. There's 1 million people a year that die of their doctor recommended prescription of drugs. Not overdose. They're just taking what was prescribed to them and they just die anyway. And guess what? They don't even get in trouble because they say to the family members, we warned you, and even death. We gave you the warning. You saw it. You knew what you were taking. So my recommendation to everyone is there is a better way. Your body is wondrously made. How is it that when we're little children, we can cut our finger, get a cut on our foot, and the body will heal itself? Because it's made to heal itself.
Well, they always do say that doctors are the only profession that get to bury their mistakes. I saw a Harvard study that's pretty stunning. Combine the 45 plus age group of both genders, and it comes out that 1 in 4 Americans age 45 and older are taking a statin. There are roughly 127 million Americans over age 45, so almost 32 million Americans take a statin. That's the equivalent of the entire population of Florida and Illinois combined. That marketing is doing its job.
Well, and if you look on that same statin, and why are they taking a statin? Because they're being told they might have a heart attack, right? They might have a heart attack. And yet on that very same statin, the number one first line item on the warning, guess what it says? May cause a heart attack. It may cause a heart attack. It may cause heart failure. I'm not making this up. You can go look. If you're taking a statin, pull out your statin and look. And by the way, you're going to have to get a magnifying glass to read the warning label from your statin because they put such small print that no human eye can read that print. Take your magnifying glass and you'll see the number one warning on every statin may cause heart failure, may cause heart attack. It's right on there.
So literally the cure is worse than the disease, as they jokingly say. The American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association, they unveiled new treatment guidelines in 2013 that 56 million Americans age 40 to 75 are eligible to consider a statin. It used to be 43 million were under the old advice. Now that's 30% market share increase for the drug company.
Yeah, well, and I'm sure you probably looked at the stats, you know. The number of people with high blood pressure is astonishing, in the United States of America, you know, primarily men 40 and over. Some studies of men, you know, once they hit 40, 50 and over, you know, it's as many as 1 out of 3, men are taking high blood pressure medication. And high blood pressure, you know, this is just a good example to use for people that what is a natural thing you could do for high blood pressure? Well, two things cause high blood pressure, very simply. Is number one is you develop what I call sludge blood. And of course, that's not a scientific term. That's just a descriptive term that everyone can understand. Just picture your blood becoming like concrete. And now it's trying to get through your blood. Well, of course, that's going to raise your blood pressure. And it's because blood is 80% water. So as our blood gets dehydrated, it coagulates, it thickens up, and now it pushes your blood pressure up because you've lost hydration in the blood cells. The second thing that happens, the arteries have a lot of elasticity depending upon the hydration level of the cells in the arteries. As the cells in the arteries become dehydrated, they shrink, they shrivel up. So now you have what was supposed to be a 4-lane highway is now a 1-lane highway. And now the sludge blood is trying to get through, so the high blood pressure goes to the ceiling. both of those things are tied directly to cellular dehydration. So of course, Steve, you've seen it, you know, through your experience, thousands of people that had high blood pressure, they reverse. 90% of them reverse, you know, and I'm using approximate numbers here. Approximately 90% reverse in 28 days. Virtually everyone reverses in 88 days. Because why? Because they're gaining that cellular hydration. And you shared some of your numbers earlier. Do you remember from your actual experience, how much hydration, cellular hydration, did you gain in 88 days?
I went from like something in the 40s to the 60s, which is what a male is supposed to be.
Okay. So let's just do a little bit of math for your listeners here, because when they just hear 40s to 60s, that doesn't mean a lot to them. Okay. You weigh 185, right?
Now.
Yep. So let's just say 50 to 60 to use a rounded number. It actually was more than that, but just 50 to 60 is 10%, which would be 18.5 pounds. 18.5 pounds. That's two bowling balls of cellular hydration. So when most people think of, wait a minute, that guy gained 18.5 pounds of cellular hydration, but wait a minute, his scale weight went down. His scale weight went down 40 pounds, but he gained 18.5 pounds of cellular hydration. You know, how is that even possible? That's transformation. So you were losing fat while you were gaining lean muscle mass and while you were gaining your intercellular hydration. And while you were gaining all that healthy intercellular hydration, your blood was getting healthier, which is why you got off your statin. Your arteries were getting healthier, which was also cleaning out all of that old nasty cholesterol and the over cholesterol production, you know, of your body, which, by the way, that's all that produces too much cholesterol. When the arteries begin to shrivel up, the body kicks into emergency mode and it says, oh, I need to overproduce cholesterol, because cholesterol is like Teflon in the artery. And it says, I'm going to try to save this guy's life here, and I'm going to try to slicken up these arteries. But then when you get the healthy blood and the healthy artery, the body says, I don't have to be in emergency mode anymore. I don't have to overproduce the cholesterol.
But not only that, but it created all kinds of, and it's in the name of your company, energy, energized health. It gave me the ability to do so many more things that if I was just sedentary COVID couch surfer watching Netflix all day, I would not have ever come close to being able to do. So the energized part of the clean blood is a very, very important and wonderful miracle of the product as well. Not the product, but the protocol. Now, yes. I know you're not a doctor, and you have to be careful not to give medical advice because of all the rules and regulations of the health industry. But I can say that I myself kicked COVID in 24 hours without hospitalization, ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or any of the more dramatic things like monoclonal antibodies or liquid C or any of that. I think it's because I powered through on the energized protocol. I never stopped. I was about 40 days into the 88 days when it happened. How do you think that was possible for this, you know, most deadly pandemic since the Black Plague?
Yeah, well, I can tell you very, very simply, and it's because you super boost your immune system. So when your immune system is being supercharged and super boosted because you have intercellular hydration, you know, again, God made our body to naturally heal itself. So we actually encounter about 200 viruses a day on average, an average person. So God designed us to take on viruses all the time, you know, that was not going to be, you know, you think about when our grandparents or when we were little kids, I mean, you know, we were out there playing and, you know, playing in the dirt and the mud and, you know, we didn't have hand sanitizer and, you know, we'd eat the dirt, you know, when we were little kids and we were out there doing all that stuff and we didn't have any of these protective things, but because we were doing that, our body, every time it encountered a virus, it builds immunity to that virus. So if you remember, even at the beginning of the pandemic, some doctors were calling out. The doctors were saying, wait a minute, we need herd immunity. We need to let this thing hit. And one country did that, by the way. You know, Sweden did that. Sweden went straight for the herd immunity, and they had the lowest death rate, the lowest sickness rate of any country in the world. because they never locked down. They went straight for herd immunity. So because you were already optimizing your health at the cellular level and getting cellular hydration and building the healthy mitochondria and turbo boosting all of your cells, that's why you could catch a virus, be positive for it, but then just power, you know, straight through. And by the way, my wife and I both also, you know, we hit the virus as well, and nobody ever even knew we even had it. You know, in fact, if I wouldn't have done a test, I wouldn't have known I ever had it. You know, I didn't have any, I had no symptom of it when it hit my body.
So why do you think the powers that be have been waging a war against supplements and the vitamin industry?
Well, you know, I will say this. It's a little bit of a double-edged sword of the supplement industry because, you know, I myself have studied thousands and thousands of supplements, and many of them have no scientific basis whatsoever. And that industry is not regulated, by the way. If you look at all the supplement commercials, they'll have a little, you know, tiny phrase at the bottom. These statements have not been verified by the FDA because that industry is allowed to make any claim that they want. So they could literally sell you gummy bears and say, these will make you stronger and more powerful and more energetic and make you sleep well. They can make any claim, you know, that they want. So the tough part of that is, you know, the few really good supplements that are out there that are natural and that have real efficacy to them, they kind of get lost in that shuffle. So that's part of the problem with that. And the other big challenge with that, Steve, which I can tell you firsthand, because I have literally turned down tens of millions of dollars of supplement deals. So I've been offered a lot of money to promote supplements, which I've never taken a penny, by the way, and never promoted a supplement. And I'm talking tens of millions of dollars, but I've never done it because none of them were real. None of them had scientific efficacy. But you know what they did have? Awesome marketing. They had brilliant, amazing, slick marketing that if I saw their commercial, I would want to buy it. You know, I would be sold too. Like, wow, I want some of that myself. But there's no real scientific efficacy behind those things. And that's why, as you know.
And John, that's one of the reasons I knew your company was the real deal, because you don't sell supplements. I can't even buy a t-shirt of Energize Health. I mean, you only sell the protocol, I suppose, and the training and the coaching and whatever. There's not a marketing sizzle behind all that. Somehow, though, we let 90% plus of the world's vitamin C come from China. I mean, that's kind of a real flu fighter type of thing, right? Have you had any trouble getting anything that you like?
No, you know what's amazing is, the best nutrient source for anyone is good food. You know, that's the best source for anyone to use is to use good food. And so no, personally, you know, because I don't really go for too many things myself, you know, and as you know, I teach, you know, my science stands alone. You know, you could do it without taking one supplement and you'd still have success. But I do teach a handful of things, which I haven't had any problem getting the things that I recommend. But I only recommend, if they're doing the science that I teach, then a supplement will accelerate your success. It won't cause your success, but it just helps you get there a little bit faster. And nothing wrong with getting there a little bit faster if you're doing the right thing.
Okay. So blood clots, myocarditis, long COVID, sudden adult death syndrome, SADS, spike protein production are things we hear about these days, never heard of before. Of course, blood clots have been around, but not like we're hearing now. Fit athletes dropping dead on the field. Do you think EH can help vaccinated injured people?
Well, I don't think it can. I know it can. And the reason I know that is because we've already had dozens of cases of people that have came to us that they had everything you just mentioned and then a few more. POTS syndrome is also something that's happened to young men and women, by the way, which is very debilitating and can be life-threatening and just destroy a person's life. But now we have our first documented cases. You know, we didn't know when these people came to us, Steve. You know, I gave them my answer, which is, I don't know. Let's see. Because I refuse to make an inaccurate statement. And so I used to tell people, I don't know. Let's see. In fact, the first 10 years of Energized Health, that was my only answer to anybody. And then after things started happening, with that we had never experienced before, that became my answer again. Is I don't know. Let's see. You know, I didn't know how cellular hydration could impact and influence cells that were exposed to spike proteins and those types of things. But now we do know, because we've seen some amazing, some people would call them medical miracles, of people that had reversed, you know, some very significant and irreversible. We've heard this statement a lot. You have reversed the irreversible.
Well, Dr. Paul Merrick is the most highly published critical care physician in the world, and he called spike the most toxic proteins the human body has ever seen. So if your protocol can reverse the most toxic protein ever seen, that is a miracle. So awesome. I wanted to ask you too, you hit on it, but in Seattle, there used to be a Starbucks on every corner. The joke was so many, you could find a Starbucks in a Starbucks. Caffeine, obviously. But now it's pot shops are everywhere. Medical marijuana has become a big business thing. But, and I want to quote from a book, cannabis-dependent psychotic patients were four times as likely to be violent, according to the new book by Alex Berenson, Tell Your Children the Truth About Marijuana, Mental Illness, and Violence. No other factor was nearly as important. Alcohol use, which was common among the patients, made no difference. THC is not good, is it?
No, it's really not. And, you know, obviously I'm in California where, almost any major public event, my wife and I just went to the Dallas Cowboy Rams game. And I mean, you would have thought, you know, they were burning incense of marijuana. I mean, you could just smell marijuana everywhere. People are just smoking it like, you know, in the 1940s when they just smoked cigarettes. You know, that's how much, how common, you know, this use has come. But, you know, there's always going to be, an agenda by somebody for a reason. And if you really just go to the root, why would somebody say that? It's almost always money. It's almost always just financial gain, for a certain group of people. But anybody that just goes and looks at the real science of what's healthy, you know, what's healthy and what's not healthy. THC is not a healthy thing. And again, I'm just looking at the facts. And the reality is, you know, though marijuana might not be as bad, so to speak, as, cocaine or meth or other, it typically is a bridge drug. People that use it end up saying, well, this got me this high. Now I want to get a little bit more high. And again, I wish that was not the case, but I'm just a real scientist. I don't care what the truth is. I just want to know what it is and share the truth.
Yeah. And as a health and fitness person, you know, we want to be healthy and fit, and that's not going to help. What do you say about the pain relievers that use CBD pot extract, cannabinoid, is the second most prevalent active ingredient in cannabis?
Yeah. So again, there's if you look at the science both ways, first of all, I'm always going to go with the most natural way. So I know that intercellular hydration is going to reverse pain and inflammation. So the real cause of pain in the human body is inflammation. And what causes inflammation? Cellular dehydration causes inflammation. So again, I always want to go to the root cause. So how do we relieve inflammation? Well, you know, you could go jump in an ice bath and that'll remove inflammation for a few hours, but it's really shocking to your body, right?
It's causing really, heart attack, yeah.
It's really shocking to your body, you know, and I've jumped in one of those ice things before, you know, just to experience it. And I'll tell you, it was an experience, you know, it's like getting struck by a bolt of lightning.
So we're running low on time. I could probably talk to you for hours on this, but I do want to just hit a few more points. Coffee and alcohol obviously are dehydrating, so you advocate low or no intake of those, right?
Yeah, well, again, I never take away someone's coffee. You know, I teach drink your coffee in moderation if you have cellular hydration. So if you have hydration at the cellular level, you could actually drink coffee in moderation. And what was the other thing you asked me about?
Well, that was it. Do you advocate low or no intake of coffee and alcohol because of their dehydrating characteristics?
Yeah, well, I don't say no. I just say moderate. Yeah. Moderate. So Okay. If you have cellular hydration, you can absolutely have moderate amounts of coffee or alcohol. Coffee is addictive, but not toxic. It's addictive, but not toxic. And the same thing, alcohol in moderation. It's addictive, but not toxic in moderation.
So another popularly prescribed drug out there is Adderall, and there's now a nationwide shortage of it. What can be done natural for ADD or hyperactivity?
Yeah, so again, that's tied to cellular dehydration of the brain. If you lose just 10% hydration in your brain, which is 70% water, by the way, you can lose up to half your neurotransmitters and brain synapses of your brain. So now you've lost some connectivity. It's like someone walking in your house and turning half the lights off. Well, you can turn those lights back on through cellular hydration. You don't need Adderall to get a boost and to get clarity. You need cellular hydration so that all eight areas of that brain are communicating effectively and vibrantly.
Before I met you, I had read all of Dr. Atkins' own books and supplement books. Can a healthy diet be 100% animal protein and fat and zero carbs and zero sugar?
Well, not according to Jesus. You know, Jesus right? Jesus hates that. He hates that Atkins diet, and he hates keto because he said, give us this day our daily bread. So I believe bread is a healthy thing. It's a staple of mankind for all of eternity. I think we're going to be eating it in heaven, and man has been eating it for thousands of years. And anyone that says don't eat bread does not like Jesus.
And he also liked salt, which is important in your program.
It is. I teach people to eat salt and to eat all the salt that they like and that they crave, because the salt is the only nutrient in the world to the human brain. Sodium is the only nutrient. And iodized, everybody that wants to just eat the pink salt, God bless you. You can eat the pink salt. It has healthy minerals in it. But you need some of that good old-fashioned iodized salt. Iodine is the only nutrient to the human thyroid. And so when people get iodine deficient, they have thyroid issues. And we've never had those until like the 1950s, by the way, when people started going low salt, low sodium. Same thing with stroke. Same thing with Alzheimer's. They try to take out the salt. They try to take out iodine. And all we've had is an increase in Alzheimer's, in Parkinson's, in thyroid issues. So I teach how to do those things all in moderation, all within, though, the protocol. You have to get hydrated at the cellular level. And every digestive issue, same thing, is tied to cellular dehydration. People are not allergic to food. They're not. They just have a digestive system that can't process it because their digestive system is dehydrated. It doesn't have the healthy enzymes in there that it's supposed to have. So when it does have it in there, all of a sudden they realize they don't have a gluten issue and they don't have a lactose intolerance issue. They have a digestive dehydration issue.
You work with a lot of athletes and what do you make of the war on Title IX and all the university medical centers making bank on gender affirming care and surgeries? And I ask that because your protocol has been shown to help with depression and brain fog. So I'm wondering if you have thoughts on a successful transformation, that's what you call going through it, transforming, would prevent some folks thinking they need drastic surgery, not just transgender top and bottom surgery, but things like liposuction or the gastric band surgery.
No, I 100%, you know, believe in that. Yeah, I really believe any of us can get overwhelmed in a moment, and we're created to live in community. And, you know, everyone's heard the saying that knowledge is power, but that's not really true. It's applied knowledge is power. It's once you know something, then you have to apply it to your own life, and then it empowers you. to make a difference. But I really do believe if people would just give themselves 88 days, because that's a transformation cycle of the human body, give themselves 88 days to get transformed at the cellular level, to have all eight areas of their brain functioning together, have all their neurotransmitters and brain synapses firing, they wouldn't have depression. They would have mental clarity, and they would be able to make those better decisions to be able to celebrate who they are, how God made them to be, and to enjoy their life.
I think you call that the genetic blueprint. Well, John, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. We're nearing the end here. Please tell our listeners where they can go and find out more about you, Energized Health, Chelsea, and follow you, or get the free consultation.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would encourage everyone to, you know, you heard Steve say it earlier, intelligent people are skeptical people. It's okay to be skeptical initially until you do your research, and then your skepticism will be gone. You'll kind of pop that balloon. But go to the website. It's energizedhealth.com, and that's with an ED, energized. So you're energizedhealth.com. And click on that red button and watch that masterclass of Chelsea and I. We just share from our heart, you know, five things everyone needs to know. And there's a 5-minute video, Steve, that says how it all began. So if you go on energizedhealth.com, just watch a 5-minute video, how it all began. And if you're one of those wild researchers, you know, with a little bit of a legal background, you know, go on Trustpilot and just put in Energize Health and go look and see what people have said. For 26 years, you know, we have an excellent track record, have hundreds of doctors that are our client. And they literally tell me, John, this is what I should have learned in med school. Some of our coaches are 20 and 30 year nurses that when they did this, they left their nursing job and said, this is why I got in medicine, to make people healthy. And this protocol makes people healthy. I want to be part of this movement. So we would love to serve and love to help all of your listeners to have their best health and their best life ever. And my wife is a rock star, you guys. I tell people I'm a little bit of fun, but my wife is a lot of fun. That girl can make science entertaining.
And for 10 years, you did it for free. So it's obviously a mission. You're doing more than just the profit motive that we talked about. But thanks again for coming on with us. It's been great.
Well, my pleasure. I'm honored to be here. And thank you for the opportunity to share.
Happy Halloween.
This pawn shop ticket.
Welcome to the Steve and Steve segment of our show, where we cover what we just heard and anything else on my mind. Steve, what'd you think of John Jubilee?
I love what you guys are doing and what he's doing. Steve, I'm 100% behind everything that he's doing. And we had some great, we talked off air, can't bring it in here now, but the point is that he's on track. He's doing wonderful things. I'm glad you hooked up with him, and I support everything that he's doing.
Really is true. If everyone knew what I know about Energized Health, the world would be a much, much healthier and different place with a lot more energy and probably a lot more brain power as well. John is brilliant. Chelsea is brilliant. And they've really created something that everybody should know about. But moving on. Thanks for listening. I have, I think, the ultimate go woke, go broke story. Let's talk about it. But first, if you would, please play clip number one.
A tweet caught my attention. It read, in part, "It's a bad time to be woke. Those people who poured scorn on America are in retreat." Actually, it's worse than that. Wokeism is now being ridiculed, and that hurts. Disney caves to the woke crowd. They won't say, "Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages." Can't say that. Then Disney announces they will work against Florida's parental rights law. That's a bad move. Netflix loses subscribers for the first time in a decade. Maybe all those woke offerings are not so attractive. The stock tanks 30% in a day. Black Lives Matter, which piled into the woke madness, is a spent force. Its finances under investigation. It's one example after another. It is indeed a bad time to be woke.
How's
All
that?
All right. Thank you for that. Very good. Let me read a couple things to you. Wall Street Journal, Facebook parent Meta shares fall to new multi-year lows. Company posts second consecutive quarter of declining revenue and warns of rising costs, accelerating losses at Metaverse unit. Zuckerberg in Pennsylvania reveal impact of corporate influence in elections. Maybe this wasn't such a good idea after all. All eyes were on Pennsylvania during the days of ballot counting following the November presidential elections as allegations and rumors of voting irregularities spread like wildfire. While the results ultimately were upheld, distrust in our representative government remains, as does a deep suspicion that elected leaders are legitimate. Philadelphia received nearly five times as many Zuckerbucks as Allegheny County, despite being only slightly larger in population. Dauphin County asked for $206,000, but was actually granted more than double that amount. Although Hillary Clinton narrowly won this county in 2016, Joe Biden increased the Democratic vote total by 22%. What else did they do wrong? Facebook announced $50 billion increase to share buyback program. Now, that was Facebook's quarter three 2021 earnings release. Do you know what the stock was back in third quarter of 2021, Steve?
No, I don't.
Let me tell you, it was $350. Do you know what it is today?
I don't like Facebook.
$100 a share. Not a very good steward of shareholder value. Share repurchases were purchased 14.37 billion of our Class A common stock in the third quarter and had 7.97 billion remaining on our prior share repurchase authorization as of September 30th, 2021. Not very good. But here's what's happened since those days. Headline for you, Steve. Ferguson, that's the Attorney General of Washington, seeks $24.6 million from Facebook for campaign finance violations. Not the first time, by the way. Ferguson had sued Meta once before in 2018, which required Meta to pay $238,000, but the company continued to run ads without maintaining required information, according to Ferguson's office. Please play clip number two.
More than 15% in after-hours trading Wednesday after the company reported third-quarter results. For the 3 months ending September 30th, Facebook's parent company posted revenue of nearly $28 billion. That's down 4% year over year, but it was just slightly over what analysts had predicted for the quarter. The company's earnings per share were around $1.64. That's more than 20 cents below expectations. Daniel, how
That's amazing.
Actually, if you let that run, there's a little bit more I want people to hear.
Holly joins me now for more. He's the tech editor at Yahoo Finance. Dan, what's going on at Meta? Second straight quarter of revenue decline.
Yeah, second straight quarter of revenue decline. Second ever quarter of revenue decline, by the way. So that's even bigger, not just the fact that it's consecutive, but that it's the second time that this ever happened to this company. Really what we're seeing is just a cavalcade of issues that Meta is trying to work its way through. Yeah, it met expectations on revenue with that $27.7 billion, but as you said, it missed on earnings per share. I think one of the big things to look at is the fact that average revenue per user fell year over year. So that means that they're getting less money per user from ads. Ad sale prices also fell year over year. So we're seeing this pullback in the advertising space. We saw that yesterday with Google's announcement or Alphabet's announcement that YouTube ad sales had missed expectations by about $700 million. Snap, also relying on digital advertising, they were stung by this pullback as well. But it's not just the overall pullback. It's the fact that Apple made changes to its privacy requirements. And so that's hit Meta particularly hard. And then there's this huge investment that they're making to try to pivot the entire company to the metaverse. So they spent $10 billion in 2021 alone on this. This past quarter, they saw operating losses in that metaverse segment, it's called Reality Labs, of $3.67 billion. Analysts were expecting 3.8 $9 billion. So they're really losing a ton of cash here. And, you know, the bottom line is we're not sure if this is ever going to pay off.
Dan, the other outside of the app space, you also had tech companies.
What I really wanted to point out is that maybe, just maybe, some of these big tech companies that love data mining shouldn't have pissed off half the country by saying that we don't need your business and trying to actually run a business into the future with that business model not proven to be so successful. Right, Steve?
Steve, there's one other thing. I can't stand the woke messaging that comes into my YouTube channel. I keep clicking, hit the ad, go over. If it's not, I'm like, okay, if it's a normal ad, I'll watch it. But every time they put one of these things, I'm like, chink, I'm getting it on there. So I think a lot of people are doing the same thing.
Yeah, it's gotten old. It's gotten tired, absolutely. And unfortunately for us here in Tennessee, Facebook is building an $800 million data center in Tennessee as part of the corporate welfare programs that Tennessee has been known to love. So anywho, stay tuned for my thought of the week. I don't understand how you ever did without me. I don't understand. Welcome to our Thought of the Week. But before I share, I want to remind everyone to subscribe to Mill Creek View Podcast. Just go to iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere else now and hit the subscribe button. And if these companies keep merging, if Google and YouTube and Twitter and Facebook all merge, we can call it UTwitface. Anyway, thanks for doing it. How do you build up your bank account? By putting something in it every day. Your health account is no different. What I do today, I am wearing tomorrow. If I put inferior foods in my body today, I'm going to be inferior tomorrow. It's that simple. Here's another one. Everything you do in life, I don't care, good or bad, don't blame God, don't blame the devil, don't blame me, blame you. You control everything. The thoughts you think, the words you utter, the foods you eat, the exercise you do, everything is controlled by you. Jack LaLanne. Who, you say? As early as 1936, at the age of 21, he opened one of America's first fitness gyms in Oakland, California, which became a prototype for dozens of similar gyms. One of his 1950s television exercise programs was aimed towards women, whom he also encouraged to join his health clubs. He invented a number of exercise machines, including the pulley and leg extension devices and the Smith machine. Besides producing his own series of videos, he coached the elderly and disabled not to forgo exercise, believing it would enable them to enhance their strength. LaLanne also gained recognition for his success as a bodybuilder, as well as for his prodigious feats of strength. Arnold Schwarzenegger once exclaimed that Jack LaLanne's an animal. After a 54-year-old LaLanne beat then 21-year-old Schwarzenegger in an informal contest. On LaLanne's death, Schwarzenegger credited LaLanne for being an apostle for fitness by inspiring billions all over the world to live healthier lives. That's who he was. Well, that's it for this episode. Really hope you liked it. Write to me at millcreekview@yahoo.com and I just might read it on the air. Thank you, John Jubilee. Go ahead and try the free consultation for my listeners, and who knows? You just might get me as your coach. Until next time, this is your host, Steve Abramowitz, editor-in-chief of the MillCreekViewOnline.com. Peace in our time.
Children and the pumpkins at the county fair. Yeah, we're looking for America.